Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
We've actually been taking calls today on LeBron James and Bronny, and will LeBron still be elite at the end of this contract? He signed a two-year extension. Last year is a player option, so he has this year on the old deal, plus a year of the new deal, and plus if he opts in, another year of a new deal. He's stated he wants to play with Bronny, and the feeling is whoever drafts Bronny is going to get LeBron 3 years, or at the end of 2 years from now. Will he still be an elite player at that point? Would you draft Bronny if that meant you had a chance to land a 40 or 41-year-old LeBron James?
Yeah, most likely. But before we even dive into that, I've been meaning to ask you, Max, in particular, because you sit here when I'm gone, right? Mm-hmm. You slide over and Jay sits here. Mm-hmm. And I came back and I noticed that this chair is broke on the right side. It wasn't that way prior to this.
I have no idea.
At some point, I feel like I'm getting ready to fall out of it. Did you break this chair?
Nah, not as far as I know. I mean, maybe, but not as far as I know.
A follow-up question. Did you Lysol?
By the way.
Yeah,
by the way,
I
Key.
I totally
Key.
Lysol'd it.
I'm 5'11", buck 85.
Yeah, but that doesn't
you
mean
are
you can't,
6'4", probably about 230. You're asking me if I broke the chair?
It doesn't mean you could have sat in it wrong.
I know, I mean, it's right. You're right. It's possible, but I have no idea. I don't think I did. I never, put it this way. I never.
It's been broken the whole time you've been here?
I never sat in it and felt like, oh, something
just broke. No, I realized it the first time, but I just, forgot to say something to Max about it, and then I happened to lean on it just now, and I'm like, oh, blank, this thing is loose.
You know Max is slick, though. You know?
I mean, come on, man. He's slick as a can of oil.
That is true, but I don't know how I would have broken it.
That is true.
I mean, like, if I spilled something, I would tell you. Even if I would have, like, sat and be like, hey, did I just break that?
But would you
like
tell
that.
Us, though, because this coffee stain on the rug, you've been telling everybody that it was me when it was
well,
really
because you did
you
it.
Twice. See, that's what I'm saying. You changed the narrative.
No,
and
if you
keep repeating
you change
it,
the narrative.
And then people believe it.
Jay, if you spill no, actually, you know what was funny? He was, like, at a certain point, he's like, man, is there something wrong with your motor skills? Because I kept spilling the coffee.
It was always on your left side.
On the left side, and then I had a detached retina in my left eye. So I wasn't seeing it.
No excuses now. No excuses now.
No, yeah, I still can't see great on my left side. Yo, you know what's killing me because of that? So I went back to the gym. I'm like, yo, I couldn't do anything for a couple months, right? So I go back to the gym. Every time I turn left to go, if I don't see a piece of equipment, I'm smashing my leg. I got bruises all up and down my leg. I can't see anything. All right. Jay, Key.
Max.
Will LeBron James still be an elite player when this two years contract, which takes him, so we're going into the 22-23 season. So this takes him to the 24-25 season minimum. That's when he decides, do I use my player option? Do I opt in? And he'll do that for the team that drafts Bronny. So will number one you be getting an all-star plus LeBron James? Jay?
Yes. I believe LeBron at age 38, 39 will still be an all-star because he
No, we're talking about 40, 41, I think, right? Because he's 37, 38 this year, right?
You're saying
38, 39, so you say when 40, he gets 40, 39, 40.
Jeez, I can barely look into what I'm going to do tomorrow, yet alone 4 years from now. It's a long way.
2 years from now.
You guys, 2 years from now, he'll be 39.
Okay, 39.
Your math
well, that's
is
what I just
so
said.
Off.
That's what I just said. I said at 38, 39, it's still going
to
be
an
all-star.
No, but I think it's his age 39, 40 season.
He'll be 40 years old. He'll be 41 when his son is eligible to play.
Right, 41. Okay, when his son's
in the NBA.
Eligible.
So he's turning 38.
So 3 years from now.
I mean, he'll be voted in as an all-star.
But will he play at all-star level? I think
don't know,
yes.
Man.
Well, I know you don't know. We're asking you to make an educated guess. You're a basketball expert.
It's 41's hard. 40,
you know, it's hard.
It's hard, man.
You don't want to say hard. You don't want to say he can't, but I'll say most likely he will be a good basketball player. He won't be this LeBron that we saw this past season, and he won't be the LeBron that we'll see this season.
Here's the part.
But
that's
he'll
hard
still
about
be
it.
Good. Is that worth, as I've said before, is that worth picking LeBron up if he opts out and using one of your picks,
yes,
a valuable pick, to pick up his son if that's what he wants?
I do a five-star system, guys, where five stars is an MVP, four is an all-star, three is a starter, two rotation player, one replaceable, right? G League replaceable. I think right now LeBron is playing, when he's on the floor, at five stars.
Yes.
Agreed.
I think that he will be more than just a four-star player 2 years from now, based on what I've seen.
Yes.
That's damn good.
Yeah, the only thing that's concerning
two,
for me.
Though. It's longer than two. You got to remember.
Because the team has to project into the following season. You're saying
no, his contract is two with an opt.
Yeah.
His son has 3 years before he could be eligible to join the NBA. He's got to go through high school two more seasons, then college, unless they change the rules.
Let's say they change the
rules. So, Max, here's why I think it's hard for me to forecast what you would like for me to do.
Yeah.
Is because the last 2 years, I mean, 2 years ago, he played 45 games.
Yep.
Last year, he played 56 games. Like, there's been multiple injuries that have started to occur for him that the wear and tear.
Slow you up.
The style he plays. Like, that's the only thing it's hard for me to look into
a crystal
ball.
But he's a basketball
and say,
genius, and he's big. He can adapt his game.
But like
Sean Kemp can do it. He could do it.
But,
you know?
Like, you can be genius all you want. There's an element of luck that goes into surviving the amount of wear and tear that goes into his style.
You can be genius all you want. But
like, Tom Brady's a genius, but, like, there's luck that goes into it. He hasn't
no
had a
question.
Catastrophic injury.
But you're right, there's no way to know for sure, but my best guess would be he's a 50-game-a-year player who's playing at above just a regular all-star level. He's not an MVP anymore, but he's not just an all-star either. He's more than that. At 50 games a year, was that worth taking him? Is that worth drafting Bronny if that's what Bron is? And all
right. If I'm the Lakers, yeah. I'm doing it. Because I'm the Lakers and this is my guy, I'm doing it. But if I'm a team, I'm not, and I own a team somewhere, I'm not doing it if I can't win a championship. I trying to win a championship with LeBron. If you gave me LeBron, I could win a championship. I'm going to do whatever I need to. If you just telling me take LeBron because it's LeBron James, I'm not doing it.
The Doc in Virginia, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Yo, what's good, fellas?
What's up, Doc?
Yo, I got to let Key know he's wrong about how he's thinking about the LeBron joining Bronny thing. Because the revenue it'll create and all the celebrities that get season tickets, no matter if it's OKC or even Utah, it'll be lit.
What celebrity going to OKC, man? Ain't no celebrity going to OKC and buying no season tickets. Come on now.
I disagree.
Hey,
Drake will go.
I disagree.
Drake will be there.
Oh, he's going to buy season tickets?
Drake will.
So let me tell you. Drake, yes. I agree with Doc. If you position it, LeBron has already positioned it. He said, my last season will be with my son.
Mm-hmm.
My last season will be with my son. So you're telling me that OKC wouldn't be packed out every night to see LeBron James
Jay. No, but I agree. They would drive more revenue because TV contract, ticket sales, merchandise.
Every game would be on.
And equity in the team.
We would break down every game that LeBron James
played
in.
It's more than revenue, though, Key. It's the thing you always talk about at the owner meetings. You're an owner of a team that means nothing. All the owners of the relevant teams are looking at you a certain way, and you know it, and you're competitive. And all of a sudden, when you show up at the owner meetings, you're on SportsCenter every night.
That's right. LeBron James, at 50 years old, is going to raise the evaluation of your franchise, huh? They're going to be worth more money.
Yes.
And then he's gone the next day. What are they going to be worth?
No, I'm saying, but you get the social capital that you talk about the owners care about.
Yeah, but you're not winning the social capital.
You're not winning
The people that get social capital, they're winning.
Excuse me. Let's take OKC.
The Bucks got Tom Brady. They went to a Super Bowl.
Let's take
OKC right now. If LeBron James was on the Thunder right now with that roster, they'd be damn good.
But
damn
it's LeBron good. James right now, not LeBron James at 41,
if
42.
80%
but 41,
of this
42,
LeBron James.
Even if you just have him like – Udonis Haslam is playing. He's still on the bench. You're telling, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, You wouldn't take LeBron James to be on your bench and play meaningful minutes.
Let's bring be in. On the bench
because you know why? Because
doing that at 41, 42.
Because I talk to people down in Miami and Eric Spoelstra, they talk about how invaluable it is to have Udonis on the bench because of the leadership.
That hold on, guys. So let's bring in someone who has watched more LeBron James probably than anyone outside his family since he was in high school. Here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Brian Windhorst, ESPN. NBA Insider, the Hoop Collective podcast.
Great pod.
What's up, Wendy?
Good morning, guys.
Why was it important, Wendy? Let's start right away with LeBron James and the Lakers. Why did they have to get this deal done now? It seems like they had some time.
Yeah, this is the question that I asked immediately after the deal was done as well. And the answer that I got was basically that LeBron was comfortable with everything in L.A. He wants to be in L.A., so why wait? And I said, well, you wait because you, you know, want to have a modicum of pressure on the Lakers. You know, they're considering how much of their future draft assets they may trade to improve this year's roster or, you know, this year's and next year's roster. You may want to apply a certain amount of leverage there while you're sitting with your contract out. I don't think that's a controversial statement. And what I was told was the Lakers have made it clear that they intend to always try to compete at the highest level. And LeBron trusts in that and they want to do it together. So in a way, you could say that LeBron kind of gave the Lakers a gift in so much as that, you know, he could have signed this extension all the way up until June 30th, 2023. He didn't have to sign it by any date. And so now there will be no, you know, all the problems the Lakers are dealing with. One of them that is no longer on their list is having to deal with the possibility of, well, what happens if LeBron doesn't want to come back? That is now off the board. Also off the board, however, is any optionality he had with his contract for next year, which what I mean by that is we just saw last year Chris Paul take a pay reduction and move out more years to help the Suns build up their roster. This year we saw James Harden reduce his salary for at least one season to help the 76ers add some pieces to that roster. The Lakers, you know, if they keep Russell Westbrook or if they trade him for players with expiring contracts, they were in position to have, you know, $50 million in cap space, maybe even more, maybe $60 million next year. Now that LeBron is signed, you know, that limits the options. And, you know, not that I ever thought LeBron would take less, but now that's not even something to be really considered.
Wendy, I'm curious, at the age of 39, considering what moves are actually out there for the Lakers to make? Because I naturally go to, I still don't see, even though the Lakers have given him an extension, I don't see a path in which they could win another title over the next 2 years right now.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they're in title position whatsoever. You know, I think if Anthony Davis is back and healthy and great and LeBron is healthy, I think they will be a playoff team again. But, I mean, when I say that, you know, they being a playoff team now, it's nowhere close to being a championship team. And I think that's the message that LeBron sent with this. I think if you want to take an objective opinion on this, and, you know, he would probably push back if he was on this discussion right now, he would probably push back on this. But if you want to take an objective opinion, LeBron prioritized, number one, being a Laker. He obviously loves playing in L.A. and wants to be a Laker. And two, the way he structured this contract, which is to give him an out when his son potentially could come into the league. I don't know if he's going to be ready to come into the NBA in 2 years, but that is when he is currently the earliest he's allowed, and LeBron will be able to move in 2 years. His second priority is to leave the option to play with his son, either in L.A. or somewhere else. I wouldn't say championships are first or second. Now, you could say they're third, but I don't think that you can look squarely in someone's eye and say that signing this extension now was the thing that would do was the best move for him to give him another championship. And I'm not criticizing that. He has gotten to the point in his career where maybe winning a championship every single season isn't the number one priority. He has not applied contract pressure to the Lakers the way he did to the Cavs. In Cleveland, he was there for 4 years. He signed three different contracts. The Cavs were always feeling the pressure that he might walk. And we're always spending money and trading draft picks. The Lakers have traded draft picks, and they have gone into the tax, but not like the way the Cavs did. And they've never had to feel contract pressure. He signed a four-year deal right out of the gate. He signed an extension 2 years as soon as he got the option to do so. Now he signs another extension way before he had to make up his mind. He has made it clear his priority is to be a Laker as opposed to doing everything he can to pressure his team to do to go for championships.
Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA insider, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Wendy, what type of leverage did LeBron create for his son, Bronny, when he came out with that statement and said, I want to play my last season in the NBA with my son?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I don't know where Bronny is going to be in 2 years. I mean, I look and remember where he was when 2 years ago, and he subsequently had a knee injury, but he's a lot better player now than he was 2 years ago. And so I don't know where he's going to be in 2 years, but, you know, I think what LeBron is going to do is he's going to give Bronny a chance to come to the NBA. Maybe he will be an NBA player in 2 years. He's not an NBA player now, obviously. You know, I think the leverage is for Bronny. You know, I don't know what a 41-year-old LeBron is going to be. I don't know if there's a team that's going to say, oh my gosh, if this is a package deal, we're using a first-round pick on Bronny James. I don't know if he's going to be a draft pick at all. He may be a G League guy in 2 years. I don't know. It's hard to see. But that is a sentimental thing. That is not a competitive thing. LeBron wants that for sentiment and legacy, not because he thinks that playing with Bronny is going to lead to a championship team. And so, again, I think all of us can relate to getting into our 40s and having different priorities. And by the time Bronny gets to the NBA, LeBron's going to be pretty close to 40, and his priorities are going to be different. It's hard to really tell the landscape between now and then, though.
Wendy, talking to Brian Windhorst here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Wendy, I hear what you're saying about that. I think if you had to make a reasonable forecast, though, heading into the future a couple of years, given where LeBron James is playing now, about 50 games a year at MVP level, that if I were to say he'll play 50 games a year, give or take, in a couple of years, and not at MVP level anymore, but at a high all-star level, I think that's reasonable based on his basketball IQ, size, still his athletic ability, you know, barring a catastrophic injury. Aren't there a lot of teams where if Bronny is maybe a fringy second-round pick, I mean, if it were me, Wendy, I would burn the 15th pick in the draft where it may be a nice, useful 3-and-D guy eventually, where I could get that with a mid-level exception in any year to get a high-caliber all-star player on a team that could, with his experience, could maybe put me over the top, make me relevant, get me on SportsCenter every night. Sure, I why not? Like, the value LeBron James gives you in that year may be roughly equivalent to the 15th pick in the draft over the course of his career, right? Yeah. Not to mention commercial interests, right?
I mean, you could be right. I cannot rule that out, and it's something we've never seen before. We've never seen this dynamic before. LeBron is brought us so many different scenarios. It's possible. It's certainly possible, and you know. The Lakers, you know, they don't have many picks at their disposal. They're a team that probably can't afford to use the precious first that they have on retaining a player they already have. So that would be interesting. You would sort of feel like you could, especially it's possible the Lakers, you know, the Pelicans have control of the Lakers draft pick the next couple of years. You know, there's potentially a game to be played there with whether the Lakers would even have a pick. But yes, I could see under certain circumstances that could unfold depending on where LeBron is health wise and depending on what the team that would try to do it is doing. Does the team have a bunch of extra first round picks? Does the team have you know, do they have depth? Is it worth it? Yeah, I could absolutely see that unfolding. I think we also have to watch and see what kind of player Bronny becomes. You know, it sounds like he's going to head. It wasn't clear before, but it sounds now like he's going to try to go to college. and you know, where he goes and how he plays. I mean, all of those things are going to be interesting to watch.
Brian Windhorst, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NBA insider. Check him out on the Hoop Collective podcast. Thanks, Wendy, as always.
All right, Wendy.
Hey, guys. Have a good day.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2. Now, time for another Camp Confidential on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Say play ESPN Radio. If you have smart speakers, there we are. You can download the podcast. Very popular podcast, Key. A lot of people like the podcast. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Stephen Holder, Key, ESPN Colts reporter, is with us now. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, man. Top of the morning for you, huh?
Yeah. We can talk some football, though. That's okay.
Yeah, no, talking football is part of our job here. We love it. How has Matt Ryan looked so far for the Colts? Different than Carson Wentz, I'm sure.
He has looked different than Carson Wentz. I think the biggest difference so far, I think, has just been how he sort of carries himself and how he sort of has, I think, taken charge of the offense. And that's not to say that Carson Wentz wasn't capable of doing that, but I think Matt Ryan does that in a much different way, in a much more demonstrative way. You know, my first Matt Ryan story of the season of training camp was about how he has brought this accountability into the building and his demanding nature. You know, we look at Matt Ryan and we think about the guy with, you know, a nice guy who smiles a lot. You know, he seems kind of a low key dude. He's actually been anything but that. You know, he's really been demanding of these young pass catchers and also bringing up, I think, the expectations for what is already a pretty good offensive line. So I think that's how he's really made his impact so far, and that's to say nothing of his ability to still throw the ball pretty well, I think.
You know, when you look at the quarterback position in the National Football League, you obviously got to have a guy to take you to the promised land, something the Colts hadn't been in since the Peyton Manning days. And now Frank Reich is on his second sign-off of the quarterback. First it was Carson Wentz. Now, or first, better yet, it was Phillip Rivers. Then it was Carson Wentz. Now he's on his third. How much pressure is on Frank Reich to get something done after vouching for Carson Wentz and it going south?
I think he's under a lot of pressure. And I'll give you the context here. All right. In fact, Jim Irsay, the Colts owner, was at camp yesterday, and this came up again. After the Week 18 loss last season, down in Jacksonville, all they had to do was win and get in the playoffs. They go down there, and they laid an egg. They get knocked out of the playoffs. Jim Irsay, they get back to Indianapolis. They fly back. Jim Irsay tells Frank Reich and GM Chris Ballard, get down here and see me in my office tonight. And they got read the riot act, okay? Let me tell you, they got put on notice. And so I'm not suggesting anybody's getting fired. All I'm saying is this season can't go like last season. It's just not going to be acceptable. Look, last season's ending in part cost Carson Wentz his job. So, you know, it stands to reason that if the same thing happens again, somebody's going to have to pay. Again, it's not a prediction. All I'm saying is there's a precedent there. That last year was not good enough, and Jim Irsay was not going to just accept that. So they're expecting bigger results this year. They've also, by the way, signed Stephon Gilmore. They traded for Yannick Ngakoue. You know, they have brought some talent into this team, and the expectations are, I think, justifiably higher.
You know, talking to Stephen Holder, ESPN Colts reporter here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. You know, it's funny because, you know, Charger's going to Charger, right? Like, everyone knows the Charger's a snake bit. A lot of good teams, they can't get over the hump. The Colts won a single Super Bowl with Peyton Manning. But actually, when I look at the Colts, you know, Jim Irsay is not going to tolerate for the way the season ended. The season almost always ends for the Colts that way. They have a long history of underachieving in the playoffs. People forget now. But Peyton Manning was just awful for most of his career in the playoffs before he started turning a corner with experience. Like, we get blanked by teams like the Jets. Like, blanked. Not even, well, he doesn't have a defense, but he didn't score a point. What? How is this any different the way it ended with Carson Wentz, right? Is there kind of like, is that one Super Bowl Wentz kind of like glossing over the fact that this, these kind of bad playoff endings are actually an issue with the Colts?
Well, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. And I think the other point to make here, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it took Peyton 5 years to even win a playoff game in his career, which people forget, right? When we talk about these young quarterbacks, totally different subject. But anyway, yeah. You're not wrong. Here's the thing, though. Here's where I think there's an important distinction to make. Yeah, they're talking about the Super Bowl, and that's the goal. But, I mean, let's be real here. Okay, we're talking about, like, win a playoff game, win the division. Like, the goal is right now, not the stated goals. The stated goal is the Super Bowl. But for those of us who are, you know, sort of taking this in sort of a baby steps approach, the understanding is, okay, win the division, which they, by the way, the Colts have not won the AFC South since 2014, which is crazy.
I didn't even realize that.
That is crazy. And I think people have kind of forgotten about that because the Colts have been forgotten about, right? So that has to change. That just has to change. So I think just doing that, okay, is a big step in the right direction because it would change it would change 8 years of history.
Hmm. You talked about some of the guys in Ngakoue and people that the Colts have brought in. There's a couple guys outside of Matt Ryan that certainly, with the presence of Matt Ryan, could help Jonathan Taylor and Michael Pittman Jr. How has he affected them since joining the Colts?
Yeah, I think Michael Pittman, if you're a fantasy guy, you know, Michael Pittman is somebody to watch because he has had a fantastic training camp. And there is a timing right now between Matt Ryan and Michael Pittman. The Detroit Lions are in this week for joint practices, and Michael Pittman had a huge day against them yesterday. Granted, the Lions secondary has issues. Okay, let's be clear. But that being said, they did what they were supposed to do, the Colts, and they dominated. And in fact, it wasn't really just Michael Pittman. It was all the wide receivers overall. So Matt Ryan, the thing that he is, I think, going to bring for these wide receivers is he still has an ability and a good timing and good timing, excuse me, throwing outside the numbers. And, you know, the Colts they throw a lot of crossers. They're going to work the middle of the field, but they got some big guys in Michael Pittman and Alec Pierce, 6'3" rookie from Cincinnati. They can play above the rim, and Matt Ryan can still get the ball out there. So that's one thing. The other thing is Jonathan Taylor, as brilliant as he was last year, I think he's going to get the ball a little less this year, but that can actually be a good thing. They want to get a little more efficiency out of him, even though he was like 5.5 yards a carry last year, but they think they can take a little bit of the workload off, get some of these other guys involved, get Nyheim Hines involved. He's a little bit of an Alvin Kamara-like guy, certainly not as productive, but in that mold. So that's kind of the plan, and I see both those guys having a big year.
They lost the defensive coordinator in Eberflus. How will the defense be now?
It's going to be different. It's Gus Bradley running things now, and the one thing I've learned, though, in just a few months that he's been here is that his scheme has definitely evolved, you know, from the Legion of Boom. This is not the same, you know, sort of Richard Sherman-led defense that they ran back in Seattle. He's evolved it a lot, and I think one of the things you'll see is much more aggressive coverage from the Colts. They were very much exclusively a zone team in the former scheme. They did play some man last year, but they're overwhelmingly a zone team. They'll still be a zone team, but I think they'll play a little more aggressively, and they're going to also really emphasize rushing the passer over stopping the run. I think stopping the run was a little bit of a higher priority under their old scheme than it will be this year. And I'm talking under the Matt Eberflus scheme that they ran the last few years. So they're gonna emphasize pressure, and they're going to emphasize being aggressive with these wide receivers. I think those are two good things. If you can marry those things together, you might have something.
Stephen Holder, ESPN Colts reporter. Thank you for the info, Stephen.
You got it, guys.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
So, Max, have you guys ever been mistaken for somebody else? Because literally a couple of nights ago at dinner, this guy comes up to me. He's like, you're one hell of a trainer. I was like, what? what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, you were my trainer at Crunch Fitness. I was like, I don't think I was your trainer at Crunch Fitness. Like, what were you talking about? Then he was like, oh, I get it. You're on TV. That's it.
He knew your face from somewhere. He was trying to place it.
Small conversation to start a conversation.
Really? Crunch Fitness?
Who do you get mistaken for? Not who do people tell you you look like, but who do you get mistaken for in the street? Like, when people see you, they know the face from somewhere. They don't know exactly.
Idris Elba. Key.
Who?
You.
No.
That's a good dude to get mistaken for.
I was trying to give this dude a compliment. He didn't even pick
no,
it up.
No, I'm saying that. No, I don't get mistaken for an individual as much as I just do the what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
It's the what do, like, do you play a sport type, you know?
You're big enough that you fit into that category.
Yeah, it's more that than it is. I think I've seen you on television before. It's just more from riding in an elevator. Oh, you're really tall. What do you, who do you play for? That sort of stuff.
I get
who
a lot of people kind of looking at my face, trying to figure out where they know me from if they don't recognize me.
I hate that. Oh, what sport did you play? I don't play sports.
Who do you get mistaken for, Jay?
Immediately. I don't play sports. I'm a neurological surgeon.
Jay, who do you get mistaken for?
I used to get Cisco back in the day, which is not a good look. I don't know if that's a...
I used to get Jim Rome back in the day because he had a goatee and so did I. It's as simple as that.
No, you're Mike Greenberg.
Now I get Mike Greenberg. Back then I got Jim Rome.
I guess you could get a Jim Rome. People that...
They just know casual, sports. I had a goatee at the time, so, you know,
see that.
With the connecting
white
sideburns.
White dude, goatee, running his mouth all the damn time.
Yeah.
I can see that. Athletically... Because I think, like, from an athlete standpoint, I've got mistaken for, which was Andrew Bynum many years ago.
Bynum?
How much weight did you put on?
Right?
Damn.
Yeah, just Andrew
Frohawk. He stood about 6 or 7 feet.
What the hell? Andrew Bynum, the Frohawk. I've been mistaken for T.O. years ago, mistaken for Michael Irvin.
T.O. makes more sense than Bynum to me.
No, but it's nothing like T.O.
But you got to realize people sometimes.
But he's a receiver about the same size.
No, they just see tall.
Yeah,
they don't know if he's 7 feet or 6 feet. Yeah. Tall. He's black. Got a frohawk.
Right.
I mean, it's just.
He's black and tall.
Wait,
it's Terrell Owens.
Wait, you mean you're not
T.O.?
Wait a minute. You mean you're not T.O. this whole time? I thought we were T.O.
Wait, you're black?
Much better looking. Sorry. Much better. Not even.
You know,
close.
Who you get compared to could be either be an insult or a compliment. Like, my father used to say when he was younger, people used to think he was Frank Sinatra, and now they think he's Jerry Springer, and he hates it.
Oh, that's – what a
– yeah, because he's like 84. Yeah. Hates it. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. You can listen on your smart speakers. Play ESPN Radio. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, it is time to play Take It or Shake It. Shannon, take it away. Oh, Take It or Shake It is brought to you by Grainger. Now, Shannon, take it away.
All right, there we go. All right, guys, I will throw out a topic for me. You got to tell me whether or not you're down for it or not. Easy enough. Take it or shake it. Keyshawn, I will start with you. Aaron Rodgers will win MVP this season. Take it or shake it.
Shake it!
Shake it! Shake it!
No, I don't think he wins MVP. He'll be in the top four, but I don't think he'll win it. Somebody else will get it this year. This may be the year that he actually goes to the Super Bowl by not getting an MVP. I didn't realize he had 4 MVPs till yesterday.
Back to back. That's right.
No, but I just didn't.
Well, I'm saying he was sitting on 2 for so long, then he went back to back.
Now it's 4. Damn, he got 4?
Yeah.
How many does Tom have?
I don't know.
Something like the same thing, I think.
It's close around the same, right?
I didn't even know that. We were doing a segment on NFL Live, and we were talking about Rodgers and the receivers, and the bar said 4. He said 4 MVPs. I was like, 4? Brady has 3.
3.
Yeah, 3.
Yeah.
Wow.
But 7 rings.
Yeah, I don't think he wins. Yeah, I don't think he wins MVP, but I think this might be his best shot at actually winning a Super Bowl with this team and this defense.
I think Justin Herbert's going to win MVP.
5 MVPs?
Yeah, Peyton's the greatest regular season player of all time.
Just
and Brady's
like
the greatest player of all time.
Yeah. No, that's what I said. Peyton,
man, Peyton dominated the regular season unlike anyone ever. No, regular season.
He was good in the regular season. He did regular a good job season. In the regular season.
Yeah. Yeah, like Rodgers.
And they like him. You know, the media like him. He got all the – he's Peyton, you know? Hey, how you doing?
I think Justin Herbert's taking MVP this year. I think Lamar Jackson's winning the Super Bowl.
All right, well, speaking of the Manning brothers, we'll start here. Max, I'll start with you with this one. Eli Manning is a better quarterback than Matt Ryan. Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
And I will tell you why.
Take it?
Because every other time Matt Ryan's better than Eli Manning, except when it mattered most – Eli is the greatest postseason clutch player based on where he normally played versus how much better he got when it mattered most of all time. Of all time. He had 2 of the best playoff runs of all time.
Yeah. Some of his catches.
2 Super Bowls. How many Matt Ryan got?
Some of his throws. Well, I was going to say some of the catches from some of his throws were.
How about the one to Manningham?
That was good.
That was nasty.
That was that arguably the greatest throw of all time, considering what was on the line.
Arguably, the one of David Tyree on the helmet.
Arguably, considering what was on the line.
You know the greatest throw of all time?
What's that?
Santonio Holmes from being Roethlisberger in the corner of the end zone to win it all.
That, by the way, that throw to Manningham was to win it all.
No, it wasn't to win it all. It was to put him in position.
All right,
Try to. They don't know why they're
there. Top three, Giants fan.
But it was also a deeper throw than the Santonio Holmes.
He went from greatest to top three.
Wait a minute. It was a harder throw to make.
Are you out of your damn mind?
How do you know you never made a throw?
Me too.
Yes. Pinpoint accuracy.
Yeah.
The back of the corner of the end zone.
How many yards does the ball travel?
It doesn't matter.
I say it does matter.
Okay. Anyway, this is a tough one because I like them both.
I love you, Max.
But I would shake it. And I think Matt Ryan's career, because of no Super Bowl, looks different than Eli's.
But if he wins one.
Yeah, if he wins one,
then there's no argument.
Yeah, you kind of push him in front of Eli, even though Eli has two. It's just, you know.
Any given Sunday, you want Matt Ryan, except in the playoffs.
The hard thing for Matt Ryan to compete against is the Manning family legacy. Like, it's all of that combined with Eli's two Super Bowls.
You know, if you combine Peyton and Eli, you'd have the greatest player of all time. If Peyton had Eli's juice when it mattered most, he'd have won six Super Bowls.
I mean, it just.
I have nothing to say.
He beat Favre and Rodgers at Lambeau. Favre and Rodgers at Lambeau.
I'm not going to continue.
He beat Brady twice in the Super Bowl.
They're good players, man. They're Hall of Famers, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Just be positive for everybody, kid.
I'm just going to leave it at that. Because these are the type of conversations that go nowhere.
Viral, Keyshawn hates Eli Manning.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Keyshawn, anti-Manning.
Anti-Manning.
And social media could kiss my you-know-what, so I don't care.
Jeez.
Really, I think that.
Listen, we all gave our opinions, and that's that. Everyone's entitled to their opinions.
Social media.
Shannon, next up.
All right, Key. Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys will win a playoff game this season. You take that, or you going to shake that? What you got?
Shake it! I don't believe that they'll win a playoff game. The only way they win a playoff game is if they get, like, they would have, like, the 2 seed, and then they would play like the 5th seed, and the 5th seed would be like the Eagles or something like that, right? Or the Giants, and then they can beat them. Because I don't see them beating the Saints. I don't see them meeting the Bucks somehow. The Commanders squeak in. I don't see them beating the Rams. You know, they would have to get like a Seattle team that gets in, and then it's not really looking good, but they got in anyway. Because I don't think that the top of the NFC – that they're there at the top.
Garoppolo
of the
goes
NFC.
To Seattle and then gets hurt heading into the playoffs, something
that,
like that.
That type of stuff.
I actually think they're going to get one, man. I think Dak Prescott's going to have a MVP-like season. I think this is his bounce-back year.
But it's not even about –
I'll shake it, what Key said exactly. I'm on the same page.
About Dak Prescott for me as much as it is just – over time, my opinions and thoughts change from day to day on a lot. And I have to look at stuff – hear stuff, see stuff, and then I go, you know what, man? Nah, I'm tripping. They're not that good, or this is
new information. You got to integrate.
New information every single day. It's like, CeeDee Lamb, all of a sudden he becomes the one. Well, is he really going to be the one? Is he really going to be good enough? Who's the other receivers?
Then if you see he is good enough, you have a different opinion.
So, yeah, it changes. Everything's fluid. Ain't that what the guy on the other show says?
It's fluid.
It's dynamic. It's, you know, you got to adjust to new info. Can't be married to an old opinion.
Last and certainly not least, we'll start with our very own Cisco on this one. All right, Jay.
Geez.
Donovan Mitchell will be a member of my New York Knicks when they visit Utah on November 15th.
Take it.
The only nationally televised game for the Utah Jazz comes against the Knicks. Why do you think that is?
I think this is going to happen. They've re-engaged conversations between the Jazz and the Knicks. And I think, frankly, Leon Rose, there's pressure on them to get this one done. Like, there's pressure on this franchise's management to get a win, considering the way they've regressed after making the playoffs 2 years ago and then not making the playoffs last year, being nowhere close.
Knicks specialize every 10 years, 5 to 10 years, they get a guy good enough to get you to the second round of the playoffs, then they stink for another 5 or 10 years, and the same thing happens. Dead end.
Whatever Jay said, I'm going with.
Why don't they find a way to land Donovan Mitchell, and then a year and a half, 2 years from now, you get Giannis. And you have Giannis and Donovan Mitchell on the same team.
Boy, that's always the Knicks' plan. It never works out, but if they did that, They'd have to get a whole bunch of shooting, but if they did, they could win.
It feels like that's where they're trending, in that direction.
Ooh, Giannis and D. Mitch with some shooters. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help, guys. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop by. And that was Take It or Shake It. Matt Ryan, Eli Manning, those are some pretty good topics. Donovan Mitchell obviously is going to the Knicks. Obviously, you got to take that, or they wouldn't have the only televised game scheduled between Utah and the Knicks. Sometimes the league gets a little bit clumsy in how they telegraph it. One nationally televised game against the New York Knicks. Yeah, that's because he's not getting traded. Jay, they're going to have D. Mitch and who they just signed?
Brunson. Investigation.
Brunson and D. Mitch.
Small backcourt.
Small backcourt.
But I like it.
Jeez. Small backcourt.
Yeah, I'm with you, Yates.
But you know what?
I mean, what were you giving their backcourt before? Would you give them like an air horn? Like a positive air horn?
But at
like,
least you're not paying max dollars for it. You know what I'm saying?
Got to spend the money sooner or later. What are you sitting on it for?
Yeah, right. The Knicks have not been a place that can attract top flight talent, so they get the next level.
You're sitting on your money, cheap Jay.
Yeah, because it's not Jim Dolan money.
Yeah. The Knicks go CAA or Kentucky. That's where they get there. If you played for Kentucky or you're rep by CAA, you're a New York Knick. That's how it works.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Boy, that's the formula for a championship.
The Knicks and the Lakers, man.
By the way, what does this contract that LeBron just signed say about how LeBron feels about the Lakers? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.